The journey to Sum De Chun begins with an hour and a half drive from Leh, the main entry point into Ladakh, the high-altitude, cold desert region also known as the Land of High Passes. After crossing the confluence of the Indus and Zanskar rivers, the road to Sumda winds up the Zanskar until the turnoff for the Sumda Trail, marked by a prayer wheel, always to be passed on one's right for good karma. The trailhead to Sum De Chun village is a busy place where donkeys are loaded with building supplies and provisions for the team. The 3-hour, 4-mile hike up the valley to Sumda starts gradually along a tributary of the Zanskar and meanders in and out of willow groves. The boot-wide trail gets steeper, and sections of it disappear at times and turn to scree, or loose stone, a challenge even for the sure-footed. The last string of prayer flags frames the 12th century monastery of Sum De Chun a quarter mile away, at an altitude of 12,700 feet. The temple and the white block of monks' quarters, stupas, and a prayer wall are perched above the tiny village, which has no running water and only solar-powered electricity. Each stone of the prayer wall is carved with the prayer, Om Mani Padme Hum. On site for 2 months this summer, the team lodges with the village family. We gathered for meals in their traditional Ladakhi family room with its wood-burning stove. The project is now in the second year of a 3-year conservation and restoration program. Craftsmen from Sumda and Leh are employing centuries-old construction methods and materials for the work. Not a power tool can be found on site. His Highness Jigme Namgyal poses with the team. The priority work for the season is restoring the leaking mud roof, including the entry portico. Weathered prayer flags grace this living heritage site, however the temple has been deconsecrated for the project. Master carpenters work at their own pace and rhythm, assembling sections of framing and sawing roof timbers. A talented young mason from Sum De Chun repairs the cracks in the rubble stone and mud-packed walls. A short climb up slope provides a good view of the roof, which has been overloaded in recent years with excessive layers of mud. The architectural team discusses the removal of a foot-thick layer of mud from the roof and correcting its slope to ensure effective drainage. A carved lantern opening has been fully revealed in the process. It illuminates the temple's real treasure within, the 800-year-old shrine of polychrome stucco figures jam-packed inside the altar niche. Its featured central deity is the Buddha Vairocana. His Highness Jigme Namgyal, Secretary of the Namgyal Institute for Ladakhi Art and Culture, inspects the soot-covered 12th century wall paintings.
You know, if you do strategy or do some minimal, in reintegrating.
Shri Kumar Menon, wall paintings conservator, discusses the options for restoring the water-damaged deities to their complete form, a religious requirement of the Ladakhi Buddhist community. The Bodhisattva Manjushri, personifying wisdom, graces the center of the mandala. A carved painted lion console is covered with years of smoke from yak butter oil lamps. The conservators tested cleaning methods beginning with the least invasive, soft bristle brushes to remove surface dust. Photographic documentation of the decorative finishes was completed this year and will assist with the mapping of proposed treatments. A bird's eye view of the temple site can be enjoyed from an adjacent mountain ridge. Sumda is one of the 3 early period monasteries that pilgrims strive to reach in one day as an expression of devotion. The hike down from Sumda took about half the time as the hike up. The same covered stupa that marked the start of our trek now anchors the end of our journey.